This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This is Jones and Keefe
on WEEI.
Save us as a favorite on the Odyssey app.
And take Boston Sports Original
everywhere you go.
After reviewing the tape yesterday, how did you feel the offense did in terms of maximizing first down opportunities? And what will the focus be today situationally?
We're going to add third down today. You know, the practices, there's, you know, guys, we go through this all the time. There's going to be some good plays. There's going to be bad ones. And then obviously the ones that, you know, we have to try to eliminate. You know, I think they started out okay. And then I don't think we finished as well as we started, and that's got to change. And that has to understand that we're going to try to, you know, schedule the practices the same way the games would. So, you know, if we're not finishing a practice, and we have to hopefully fix that and correct it so that we can finish in the game, we can pick up some crucial first downs if we're leading, or if we're in a two-minute situation and we need some plays to go down there and get a score. But today will be a lighter day so that you guys can understand that. This will be more of a walkthrough. But again, it's important, I think, to see how our team responds and are able to work in that capacity. I'm hopeful that we can get something out of this and come back and really have some speed tomorrow and really have a good one tomorrow before a day off on Sunday.
Jones and Keefe live Patriots training camp day three here at Gillette. That was Mike Vrabel before the walkthrough practice today. He said they're going to mix in some third downs, which I guess they're going through at a slow pace here, Keefe, as we watch.
It is a walkthrough
from high above the field.
Emphasis on walk.
Yeah, he said we started out okay yesterday, didn't finish as well as we started. And he also said they're going to fix and correct. That's some of the focus out there today. I like how Andrew Callahan described practice from the Boston Herald. He says, Patriots opening 11-on-11 today, running at a glacial pace, as you just described. Yep. No helmets, except Drake May has added a helmet. May's the only player I see in a helmet. Turk made a good point. Maybe he's got McDaniels in his ear?
Yeah, that could be.
So he's the only guy with a helmet out there that I see anyway, although as we found out yesterday, my eyesight's
weak.
Really neck and neck with Keith for
a lot of guys
worst on the show.
A lot of guys rocking the sun hats.
I see a lot of bucket hats.
Time.
A lot of bucket hats out there.
That's not bad.
Callahan says no helmets minus May. Players are in sneakers. It's a walkthrough. He says if you see any passing stats reported today, please report those beat writers. So he's saying
a completion.
there's
you see that one?
Who was that? Was that Chisholm? He took that. Oh no, that's Henry.
Take it
to the house.
He literally pushed that like a. I think my daughter throws harder than.
I think that would have been a touchdown. Yeah. I think if that's a game, that would have been a touchdown. Chalk one up for Hunter Henry.
Yep.
Drake May passing stat 1-for-1. T Dizzle.
Yep.
Nice.
Keeping the ball security is job security, as we know, Jones.
Vrabel said though he thought they started yesterday pretty well, but they didn't finish.
No.
So I don't know. How'd you read in between the lines on that? Didn't seem overly thrilled with day two. I thought day one was better than day two for being consistent.
Yeah, no, day one definitely seemed like there was the...
Yesterday was admittedly harder to read, though, because day one, they at least had shoulder pads on. They're not fully padded. We think that's going to happen probably Monday. But, you know, yesterday was just helmets. Today's even less than that. So that was the day to read into so far, I think.
Yeah, I agree. I think yesterday by no means was a disaster. There were times over the last 4 years that some of the training camp reports, especially for the offense, was that was a disaster.
Yep.
And, like, that needs to be better. Hell, even OTAs this year, there was talk like, it didn't look very good.
Yeah, good call.
Like, balls
good call
on the ground and interceptions and this, that, and the other thing. So it was way better than that. I would say, yeah, it was probably a step down from day one. The intensity probably wasn't there as much. And I think that's kind of inevitable, though. Like, they've literally gone from helmet and shoulder pads to just helmets to now nothing. They're going to be back on the practice field tomorrow,
yep.
And then we believe Monday it's going to be full go. So I'm hoping that that's the best day. I'm hoping that that's where we see the most stuff. That's where you can really take the most away from it. So I would say Vrabel probably looks at yesterday as like, okay, you know, a building block day. There's stuff you can take from it. There's stuff that you can improve on. And I'm sure as a coach, he'll take it.
And it could just be a coaching point to roll it over. Hey, we didn't finish great yesterday, so just harp on that. No, Monday will be, or the first padded practice, whenever that is, will be the real day to read into.
Yeah.
We're taking our little observations. I'm not saying they're irrelevant, but I think you got to put it in a proper context that's unpadded.
The emphasis for Vrabel seems to be have a professional team,
yep,
and don't screw up all those little details, which is how you end up losing close games. And to sort of compare it to another sport, you know, the Red Sox are so bad at some of those things, right?
Yep.
Do the Red Sox, you know, run into outs? Do they throw to the wrong? Do they overthrow cutoff men? Like, do like a lot of like the fundamentals of the baseball team seem to be pretty poor, and we talk about it on a weekly basis. I think early on in camp, that's what Vrabel's clearly trying to do.
I think you're right. I mean, the Red Sox have way more talent than the Patriots.
Yes.
Way more talented team. But are they a smart team? No.
No. So Vrabel's like, all right, that's the thing. That's what you really need to do when you don't have all the talent. Because the Red Sox still, without all the fundamentals, might still find themselves into the playoffs.
Yep.
Like, this Patriots team needs to be one of the best, like, one of the smartest teams in order to maximize, let's call it what it is, their lack of talent. They're going to have to beat some of those teams that might have more talent on paper than them because maybe they are better with clock management or they're just better, like, just knowing the rules. You know, like, how many years did we say that about Bill Belichick teams? We'd look at the other team, like, how did they not know that? Or how did the coach screw that up?
Yeah, and inversely, how many times did we say that last year about Mayo?
100%. Like every week.
On the other side
yep.
of the coin.
Yep.
So, yeah, no, that's important to watch. So we'll continue to monitor this very much a walkthrough.
Yeah, oh, yeah. I think they're going to be done
today,
11,
Foxborough,
right?
It's a
shorter practice.
Terp already told us he's bailing in like 10 minutes. He's like, I got to get out of here. I got to go down. I think we're getting our first TED Talk today.
I think we're getting a TED Talk. Well,
so he's
mystery player.
Yeah, mystery player.
But we know who it is.
Not to be confused.
We
know who it is.
Right.
We're not going to tell you.
No, because we don't want to spoil it. You're going to tune in to find out.
And even if, even sometimes we spoil it, we're wrong about that.
That's also true. Maybe we're wrong. So let's just keep it to ourselves.
That's true. But yeah, so Terp is going to abandon us here in short order. Separate story, Keith, and I did not seek this out. As we pointed out, I was just minding my own business.
Yeah.
Sitting there just scrolling through the old Twitter machine.
Doom scroll.
And I see, this is a doom scroll maybe for some Patriots fans. I see John Machado?
Sure. I think you got it.
Machota.
Manny Machado?
M-A-C-H-O-T-A. Covers the Dallas Cowboys.
All right, very good.
Followed by prominent national reporters like Jay Glazer, Adam Schefter.
Yep, on the boys' beat.
He says, Cowboys quarterback Joe Milton has been surprised by how much Dak Prescott has helped him. Quote, Dak is a great leader. All respect to him. He literally goes out of his way to help me. Separate answer, he says, I've been in another building, or a separate portion of the answer.
Yeah.
I've been in another building. I know how that goes. It's just very different over here.
We read that quote differently.
Oh, we did?
Yes.
Oh, how'd you read it?
Jacoby Brissett. Mm-hmm. Jacoby Brissett was the one veteran because Joe Milton and Drake May came in together with the same amount of NFL experience. They walk into the locker room. They have a guy that you thought would be a mentor and somebody that was really a placeholder for the starting job. And you thought maybe he doesn't have the talent, doesn't have the physical skills that May has or Joe Milton has, but maybe he'd be that guy that could sort of be like another coach in the room, right? You looked up to him, and maybe Joe Milton came in and was surprised that, like, wow, Brissett's really just kind of going for this job and not helping either of us out.
Well,
that's how I read it.
Look, I said this last year. I think Brissett was a sneaky bad teammate.
Agreed, and I think this is further proof of that.
Okay, so you might be 100% right. Could be about Jacoby Brissett, okay? I don't see any comments about veterans here. I just say
no.
Respect to him. He literally goes out of his way. I've been in another building. You know how that goes.
I get it. No, he doesn't say – so either one of us could be right because I know you're talking about Drake May.
Well,
I'm talking about Brissett because I also think – Dak Prescott
this time of year.
Yeah, he's been in the league way longer than Drake May.
Yep.
And Drake May wasn't even the starter until over a month into the season.
Sure.
And then I think if
he was the start of the majority of the season.
No, he was. But if you're Joe Milton, you're not asking Drake May, hey, you know, when a team's playing like cover two, like what do you look for, whatever? Like, you'd probably ask Brissett that.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe Brissett was like, don't worry about it. Don't worry about it, kid. Like, I got a job to do. Whereas Dak Prescott's like, here's what I would do. Here's how I would attack a defense.
Well,
that's
say
my
way.
Read on it.
Look, I acknowledge, and so we do read it differently. Yeah. I acknowledge, though, it could 100% be about Brissett. Do you acknowledge it could be about May?
Yeah, sure.
So who's
it could be.
Who's Joe Milton talking about? I'm interested in that.
We need a follow-up. Yeah, we need a follow-up down there by my guy Manny Machado. He needs to go ask. But I think it's Jacoby Brissett, and it also strengthens your argument from last year that this guy was a bad teammate. He came out and he had that interview week 13, maybe. So he'd already lost the starting job, and he was talking about all the stuff that he went through. Remember, he's like, "Oh, I've gone through so much. People don't even know what I went through." It's like, dude, your team stink. You stink.
Did they refresh my memory? Did they strip him of his captaincy too? They like take the C off his jersey at one point. Remember that?
Maybe.
Yes.
At the end of the year, it was not on
but
there.
But like, it was kind of a gray area. Mayo's like, no, he's still a captain, but it wasn't on his jersey anymore.
I'm telling you, that's more evidence that it was Brissett.
Interesting. So, look, it could be Brissett. I fully acknowledge it could be Brissett. Who do you guys think Joe Milton's talking about? Brissett? May? Do you even care? Are you done with Joe Milton? I still don't love what I've seen out of Josh Dobbs through 2 days. Like, I still kind of wish he was on the team, especially since you got nothing in return for him.
I think that Woolridge has a legit chance to pass Dobbs based on what we've seen from Dobbs. Dobbs.
Let's go, Dice.
Really yeah.
Let's go, Dice.
That's his guy.
Woolridge is going to be out there. So you guys can discuss Joe Milton v. Drake May. Who exactly was Joe Milton talking about? Well, we get a follow-up on that. 617-779-7937. You guys can jump in there. Meanwhile, it's Friday, which means we have a top five Friday. The top five current New England Patriots. I think the top of this list should be fairly obvious. I think after you get past the first one or two spots, a lot of question marks.
It's tough.
And a lot of room for disagreement. Who are your top five Patriots? You can send them in on the text line, 617-779-7937. Twitch as well, twitch.tv/BostonWEEI. And on socials, at Jones and Keefe, at Keefe21, at Jones WEEI. We'll get to your top fives, and we'll give you ours coming up next.
WEEI, New England Sports Original.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Tell your smart speaker to play 93.7 WEEI.
This is Jones and Keefe
on WEEI.
Yeah, mom will make a go delirious like Eddie Murphy. I got more growing pains than Maggie. Cause homies nag me to take the dank out of the bag.
Top 5 Friday, Jones and Keefe live today. Day 3, Patriots training camp, Gillette Stadium. It's a walkthrough. At last check, one player was wearing a helmet. That was Mac Jones. Drake May, rather.
I hope not.
The only player in a helmet. I did see a Mac Jones clip circulating on the internet yesterday.
So did I. He's spinning it.
didn't look like a great throw to me.
No.
It was a real contested catch for his receiver, but I guess people who want to hype up Mac Jones are hyping him up.
Was that the one in Drake the triple coverage?
Yes, exactly.
Not a great read.
No, no, it was not. And not a real clean-looking throw either. But Drake May, the only player we saw in a helmet at one point. Players are in sneakers, no pads, and not even helmets today. We'll pass along what we can glean from this walkthrough today. They should be in full pads by early next week. Mike Vrabel had some interesting comments. We'll get to those. We'll get to the Sox as well. More Red Sox trade rumors out there. Other teams making deals around baseball, so you are allowed to make them, Craig. I'm trying to stand up for you, but you are allowed to make trades. So I would encourage getting in there. We also got the Friday 4-pack, 11:30, and the Week in Review at 12:45. So stay tuned here on Jones and Keefe. Keefe, you informed me last week for the top five, you and Lanny.
Yes.
You alternated 5-5, 4-4, 3-3. So you want to do it that way?
I think so. Let's start that way.
Our top five Patriots currently.
Yeah.
On the roster, starting with number five. You want to go first? You want me to take it away?
I'll go first.
Number five.
All right, number five on my list is a newly acquired middle linebacker, Robert Spillane. This guy is a tackle machine, 300 tackles over the last 2 years. Comes in and, again, I don't know if he's going to be a massive playmaker necessarily, but I think he upgrades that position pretty significantly. He even got votes on that list of like top interior off the ball linebackers. So
yep,
just a steady, solid player that they desperately needed. And sort of the state of this team, it shows you if he's your fifth best player, maybe kind of the lack of talent you have in other spots. But I have at number five, Robert Spillane.
That is an honorable mention on the Jones list.
Got
although
it.
I did hear Vrabel this morning call him a great communicator and violent in the run game.
I love the violence.
Me too.
That's good stuff.
Violent in the run game. That's promising.
Yeah, that's good. They were not good in the run game last year. And some of that was the big fellas even in front, you know, on the D-line. But I would think that Robert Spillane helps you there quite a bit.
Okay, so top five current Patriots, number five on Keefe's list, a new addition, Robert Spillane. I also went with a new addition. He's back out on the field today, absent yesterday, Carlton Davis. He is a Super Bowl winner. He is not a lockdown corner like a guy you're going to hear, I'd imagine, in the top spot on both these lists coming up. But high-end corner, high-end starter. He's been on some good teams in the league. And I think if you're really going to improve on defense, your cornerback duo is how you do it. I got Carlton Davis, number five.
Number four.
Same. I have won him spot higher than your list. Carlton Davis the third is number four on my list. They went heavy on defense in free agency. And Carlton Davis, I'll do this exercise at a later date. It might be the best corner duo in the league. And if not, it's really close. It's got to be one of the top two or three, right? Like, obviously, Philly's got a good one. There are a few others around the league. You know, there are some guys that are really high-end. There's plenty of guys better than Davis, but when you pair him with Gonzalez, I love that duo. And as long as he stays out on the field, don't know really what was going on with him before, but he's out there. So I'll take Carlton Davis, number four on my list.
Yeah, that is one to think about.
Yeah.
And, really look at. Gonzo is a top 10 corner for sure, maybe top five. I think he came in sixth on that Fowler list.
He did. He was sixth.
You know, Sertan to me is the premier corner, who's Denver's number two. Like, I'd have to do more research on that, but they might have the best corner combo. So you have Davis four. I had Davis five. Number four on my list, another new acquisition, Milton Stilt. I got Milton Williams, and some of this is projection, but they paid him a ton of money. And by the way, Mike Vrabel today confirmed that they might have some interest in Christian Wilkins, who was released yesterday by the Raiders. So Milton Stilt might have even more
about that
competition on the roster between he, Barmore. But they paid him a lot of money. It is projecting. He was a part-time player in Philly, but he was a big-time presence on a Super Bowl team in their playoff run last year. I got Milton the Stilt Williams, number four. So you go Spillane Davis. Yeah. I go Davis Williams. Who is next?
Number
three.
Milton Williams. I got Milton Williams coming in at number three. We did not see each other's lists ahead of time.
You're just a little bit higher on these guys than I am.
I like them a little bit more.
Which means you're going to have to be real low on somebody that's
correct.
On my list. Huh.
Correct.
So I know who that is.
I got big Milton Williams, number three. The defensive line could be pretty good this year. I think Barmore and Keon White are sort of like question marks. They could be have a really high-end season. Or not, right? Like we've just seen over the last couple of years, highs and lows from both of those guys. But Milton Williams should make both of them better. He got a ton of money. So for somebody that was able to be on that Eagles defense that was loaded and not be the center of attention, cashed in on that. They were a great defense. Obviously, they win the Super Bowl. But is that somebody that we're going to notice every single game? we're going to be looking for him because of the contract, but that's not necessarily a position that you're that is going to jump out to you and make a lot of highlight plays. So, but he should be, just based on, you know, this 91-man roster right now, he better be in the top five. I got him at number three.
Let me ask you, have you noticed him yet? I know these aren't padded practices, but have you noticed him yet?
No.
What number is he? I just had to double check.
Yeah, I don't know.
You don't know? I just double checked.
90-something?
97. It's 97.
97.
So to say I haven't noticed him yet would be accurate, but
yeah.
You know, we're not at padded practices yet. Okay,
we haven't, but one thing we did know from the first 2 days was the defensive line greater than the offensive line, which shouldn't come as a shock by any means, but, you know, he obviously factors into that side of the ball. I see him now. I see him walking around.
There
walking
you go. You see him. I got him out there.
He's out there. He's out there.
You got Milt the Stilt three. Yep. Number three on my list. I'm guessing he is not on your list, Keith. Drake May, the quarterback of the New England Patriots. You're nodding. He is not in your top five.
He's not in my top five.
Okay, now look, again, similar to Milton Williams, and this is how I talked myself into having May on the list, because I was iffy about having him on. Like, it is projection.
Yes.
But May came in as a rookie, and to me, didn't win enough, turned it over too much, but looked like he has the potential to be a high-end player. Milton Williams has the potential to be a high-end player. He's been a part-time player. Carlton Davis, I don't think, has the potential to be a high-end player. He's a really, really good player. So some of this is projecting. Some of this is ceiling. Some of this is me wish-casting. But I have the quarterback of the Patriots number three on the list, Drake May. Why is he off your list?
Yeah, the way I looked at it, and obviously his position is the most important, but if you're going through all the different guys on the team, I think Robert Spillane right now is a better middle linebacker than Drake May is a quarterback. Like, if you compare him to other guys in the league, like, I think Robert Spillane's more closer to, like, the high-end middle linebackers. Carlton Davis is closer to the high-end corners. Milton Williams, certainly, for the interior defensive lineman, as compared to Drake May. Now, hopefully, at the end of the year, if we do this exercise, Drake May is clearly in my top five.
And yeah.
Hopefully, he's number two, right? Like, that's the hope. But just, you do have to do with these lists, you do got to do a little bit of projection, but also these guys, we've seen what they've been able to do so far. So I feel like it might be too much of a leap to put Drake May in the top five. It also goes to show you my list how little talent they had a year ago, how desperate they were to go out and get it.
They're
those
all
guys in free agency. They meet my first three guys, 5, 4, and 3.
Well,
were defensive player free agency.
I'm guessing
and number two.
I'm guessing your top four are all going to be new ads.
Yep.
Just real quick, was May your toughest omission?
Yes.
Or did you have another guy ahead?
Yeah, no, I definitely considered Drake May at five even, and then I ultimately went with Spillane. I think you could make an argument for Christian Barmore and Keon White.
So Barmore,
that's also projection.
Barmore to me was the first guy off my list.
Yeah,
I actually didn't consider White. That's a good name that I didn't really even think of. Barmore was personally my toughest.
I was going to really throw you in for a tizzy and put Brandon Schooler on there, but I was like, no, I'm not going
to
be that guy.
We're not doing that. Okay, couple of spots left.
Number two.
Should be the same, I'm guessing. Steph Diggs, number two. You know, maybe a week ago, you might not have put him to, and that would have been like, oh, let's hope. But actually seeing him out there on the field doing stuff, I feel way more comfortable putting him to.
I personally, I don't know about you, a week ago, I might not have had him in the top five.
Sure.
I was like, I don't even know when he's going to play.
Right.
Now that he is not on PUP, he's out there running around practicing every day. He's out there right now.
Mm-hmm.
Like, with all of that, I now put him number two on the team. Probably a week ago, I wouldn't have had him in the top five, which is crazy. So I was way wrong about this. He's healthy. He's going to be ready to go. I also have him number two.
So
I think number one is pretty
number
obvious.
One.
It's obvious. Yeah, it's Gonzo.
Gonzo.
Friend of the show, Christian Gonzalez. Did you consider two other friends of the show at all, Hunter Henry and Mike Onwenu?
They were both considered. That Terp actually yelled at me about Onwenu.
He thinks Onwenu is top five player.
Well, I think at the time we thought Onwenu was going to be our Haas of the Week, so I think he was really making a push for our Haas of the Week.
He's not.
Which, again, if you go to Jones and Keefe on Twitter and Instagram, Haas of the Week is the late, great Hulk Hogan.
Yep. Well, some people would question great.
No, trust me, my timeline is getting filled up with people questioning.
He's a controversial figure.
Paying homage.
You do have to separate the art from the artist sometimes, which I know not a lot of people want to do, and
that's
get that. Listen, I completely get that argument.
We'll direct all those tweets to the sky for our Haas of the Week. But yeah, no, they were considered, but as I said, my toughest omission personally was Barmore, so they were light consideration.
But this also, I'm hopeful that Drake May is in there. He's not currently in my top five Patriots. It is four free agents and Christian Gonzalez. It's also four defensive players.
Yep.
And Steph Diggs. So it does kind of fit the theme for me that the defense, the expectations are way higher. I think they should be a top 10 defense. The offense, we're like fingers crossed, they're middle of the pack.
Yep.
I think it kind of shows out that way.
Okay, so those are our top fives. From 5 to 1, Keith goes Spillane, Davis, Milt the Stilt, Steph Diggs, Christian Gonzalez, me 5 to 1, Carlton Davis, Milt the Stilt, Drake May, not on Keefe's list. Steph Diggs and Christian Gonzalez. So the one difference there, I have May, he has Spillane. Otherwise, it's the same names. Who are the top five Pats? You guys can discuss who did it better. Seek those out at Jones and Keefe on socials. They'll be up shortly. Top five Friday, every Friday on Jones and Keefe. Let's get to the Red Sox. New trade rumors. On top of that, we also have deals going down throughout Major League Baseball and all your Patriots phone calls. That's next.
Jones and Keefe on WEEI.
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 Hey, what's up, flies? This is David Spade.
Dana Carr.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.